This is GPB Atlanta. I'm Leah Fleming. Today we're speaking with the women who run South Fulton's justice system. Here in the city of 95,000 people, the judicial system is led entirely by Black women. Earlier we spoke with Chief Judge Tiffany Carter Sellers, who says her goal is to change the way people view the criminal justice system.
I feel like it's my job to show people that these barriers that have been kind of placed around the criminal justice system, we can break those. We can change our perception.
Also working towards that goal is Interim Police Chief Sheila Rogers. I sat down with Rogers at City Hall in South Fulton to learn more about her police force and her thoughts on the tensions between law enforcement and minorities.
The South Fulton Police Department began on March 26, 2018. Of course, you already know the city became a city May 1st, 2017. And on March 5th, they named me as the interim chief. So I had approximately 2 weeks to help get us transition into a permanent role under the City of South Fulton government. Mm-hmm. We have approximately 90 employees. Most of the employees transferred from our previous department, Fulton County. So at this time, the main focus is to answer 911 calls for services.
All right. So as you know, the relationship between minority communities and officers has been incredibly tense, not just over the past few years, but really several decades. But thanks to social media, people of color and people can see it. It's more immediate and in their face. And I'm wondering, what do you make of that and how you actually serve the people?
As an employee of Fulton County, which I retired with over 25 years of service, we've always been community-oriented in South Fulton. Mm-hmm. The unincorporated portion became the City of South Fulton. It still has the same residents, the same businesses, the same visitors. So from a minority perspective, the community and the events that have been going on nationwide has always been of importance to us. We have a strong community service program in which we go out and speak to homeowner association meetings, town hall meetings. We work with our residents for security assessments. But for the community as a whole, our department has always been in touch with whom we work with. We had very few incidences which require a violent response. The community service aspect still continues. And it's because of our relationship with the community, our residents, our businesses, we're able to operate. So we're not alone in enforcing laws here in the City of South Fulton. We, as the South Fulton Police Department, we're building our relationship to be even stronger.
There have been studies that have shown that women officers are able to approach policing in a different way, which causes a different outcome than what we've seen on social media in terms of these violent interactions between people of color and the police. Would you agree with that?
I would agree with that for the reasons of being female. Most persons, male and female, have a respect for a woman. And they have mothers, they have aunts, they have sisters, they have daughters. So I've seen situations where a male officer and a female officer go into a situation, and it may be a male of a larger size. And because the woman's approach may seem to be softer, but it's not. It's just a different mental approach in not just being tit for tat or strength or I'm in charge. They're able to diffuse a situation. I've done it for years. As far as the physical aspect, because of our training and the different weapons that we use that are non-violent, such as the taser, we're able to get situations under control a little easier or better than our counterparts, because sometimes you have male versus male and they want to dominate each other, and that's not what we're here for. We're here for resolution.
What is it that you think makes South Fulton such a unique place for women in power, because especially Black women in power?
It was not planned for the ladies here in South Fulton. It just happened. But being that we all are the same race and same gender, we all have the same values. And we can bring those together, and instead of five fingers, you put them together, you have a fist. We can be a stronger force. So it was by accident that the Black Girl Magic was created in that picture. But because of our experience, we can bring those things to the table to, for the good of South Fulton, make it a better environment. It won't just be a cookie cutter of you did wrong, you got a ticket, you went to court. We look deeper to find out what can we do to solve that situation. And that goes back to our community service aspect. What can we do to make the community better? And sometimes when you have problems, you need resolutions, but you need solutions that become permanent, not temporary.
That was South Fulton Interim Police Chief Sheila Rogers. I spoke with her last week. Next hour, we'll hear more from Judge Tiffany Carter Sellers about her approach to law enforcement. You're listening to GPB Atlanta.